This is the Sakar Merli of the 15th of July 2025. Essence, sweet children, you now have to study here and change from thorns into fragrant flowers for your future 21 births. Imbibe divine virtues and also inspire others to do so. Question. The locks on the intellects of which children continue to open, number-wise? Answer. Those who continually follow Srimat and stay in remembrance of the Purifier Father. The locks on the intellects of those whose yoga is connected to the one who teaches them continue to open. Baba says, children, practice considering yourselves to be souls, brothers, and listen to the Father. Listen and explain to others in the state of soul consciousness, and your locks will continue to open. Om Shanti. The Father explains to you, children, when you sit here, it isn't that you just have to stay in remembrance of Shiv Baba. That would only be peace, but you also need happiness. You do have to remain peaceful, but you must also spin the discus of self-realization and remember your kingdom as well. You are making effort to change from ordinary humans into Narayan, and from human beings into deities. Here, no matter how many divine virtues someone has, he cannot be called a deity. Deities only exist in heaven. People of the world don't know about heaven. You children know that the new world is called heaven, and that this old world is called hell. This is only known by you people of Bharat. The images of the deities who used to rule in the Golden Age only exist in Bharat. They are of the original eternal deity religion. Those images are taken abroad for them to be worshipped. Whatever other places people abroad go to, they build their temples there. No matter where those of other religions go, they worship the images of their own religion. Whichever town they conquer, they go and build churches there. Every religion has its own images that they use for worshipping. Previously, you didn't know that you were deities. You thought of yourselves as separate from them, and you worshipped them. Those of other religions know that they are worshipping the founder of their religion. If it is Christ, they say we are Christians, or we are Buddhists. However, because Hindus don't know their own religion, they call themselves Hindus and worship the deities. They don't even understand that they belong to the original eternal deity religion and that they are worshipping their own ancestors. Christians worship Christ alone. The people of Bharat don't know what their religion is, who established it, or when. The Father says, when the original eternal deity religion of Bharat disappears, I come and establish it once again. You children now have this knowledge in your intellects. Previously, you didn't know anything at all. On the path of devotion, you continue to worship those images without understanding anything about them. You know that you are now no longer on the path of devotion. There is now the difference of day and night, between you, the decoration of the Brahmin clan, and the Shudra clan. Only at this time do you understand this. You will not know this in the Golden Age. It is only at this time that you receive this understanding. The Father gives understanding to souls. Only you Brahmins know about this old world and that new world. In this old world there are many human beings. Human beings here fight and quarrel so much. This is a jungle of thorns. You know that you too were thorns. Baba is now making you into flowers. The thorns bow down to these fragrant flowers. You now understand this secret. We were those deities who have now become fragrant flowers, Brahmins. The Father has explained that this is a drama. Previously, dramas or films, etc., didn't exist. They have been invented recently. Why have they been invented? So that it becomes easy for the Father to give examples. You children also can understand these things. Some children also have to study science. Their intellects will carry all the sanskars of science with them, which will be useful there. The world won't be completely destroyed. They will carry those sanskars with them and take birth there. Aeroplanes, etc., will also be built there. Useful things that are worthy of that place are now being created. There are still those who build steamers, but such steamers won't be of any use there. Whether they take this knowledge or not, those sanskars of theirs will be of no use there. There is no use for steamers there. It is not in the drama. Yes, aeroplanes and electricity, etc., will be needed. Such things continue to be invented. Children come here after studying those things there, abroad. Only you children have all of these things in your intellects. You know that you are studying for the new world. Baba is now teaching us for our future 21 births. We are becoming pure in order to become residents of heaven. Previously, we were residents of hell. People say, so-and-so has become a resident of heaven. However, they don't consider themselves to be residents of hell. The locks on their intellects do not open. The locks on the intellects of you children are now opening, number-wise, little by little. The locks on those who continue to follow Srimat and remember the Purifier Father gradually open. The Father gives you this knowledge and also teaches you to have remembrance. He is the teacher. So the teacher would surely teach you. The more yoga you have with the teacher and this study, the higher the status you will claim. In other studies, you have yoga with whatever study it is anyway. You would know that a barrister is teaching you. Here, it is the Father who is teaching you. Because this is something new, you still forget this. It is very easy to remember your bodies. You repeatedly remember your bodies. You forget that you are souls. The Father is now explaining to you souls. We souls are brothers. The Father knows that He is the Supreme Soul. He is teaching you souls to consider yourselves to be souls, and to teach others while considering them to be souls. Souls listen through their ears, and it is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, who speaks this knowledge. He is called the Supreme Soul. When you explain to others, your intellect should know that you, a soul, have this knowledge and that you are relating it to souls. I am telling souls what I have heard from Baba. This is something completely new. When you're teaching others, you do not teach them in soul consciousness. You forget this. This is your destination. Your intellect must remember, I, a soul, am imperishable. I, a soul, am playing my part through these physical organs. You souls belong to the Shudra clan and are now in the Brahmin clan. You will then go into the deity clan. There you will receive pure bodies. We souls are brothers. The Father is teaching new children. New children say that you are brothers and that you are teaching your brothers. Everything is explained to souls. Souls listen through their bodies. These are very subtle aspects. That consciousness does not remain. You have remained body conscious for half a cycle. You must now become soul conscious. Have the faith that you are souls. Sit down here with the faith that you are souls. Listen with the faith that you are souls. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is speaking this knowledge to you. This is why it is said, souls remain separated from the Supreme Soul for a long time. I don't teach you there. I have come to teach you here. All other souls have their own bodies. This Father is the Supreme Soul. He doesn't have a body of his own. That soul is called Shiva. You know that this body doesn't belong to me. I am the Supreme Soul. My praise is separate. Each one's praise is individual. There is the praise. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, carries out establishment through Brahma. He is the ocean of knowledge, the seed of the human world tree. He is the truth, the living being, and the ocean of bliss, peace, and happiness. This is the Father's praise. Children are aware of their father's property. They have the intoxication of their father owning such and such a factory or mill. It is the children who become masters of that property. Only once do you receive this property. Have you heard about the property that the father has? You souls are immortal. You never experience death. You become oceans of love too. Lakshmi and Narayan are also oceans of love. They never fight or quarrel. Here people fight and quarrel so much. There is even more complication because of love. The Father has come to put an end to vice. This is why there is so much violence. The Father says, children, become pure, and you will become the masters of the pure world. Lust is the greatest enemy. This is why when you come to Baba, you are told, tell Baba about the sins you have committed in this birth, and your burden of sins will be lightened. In this too, the main thing is the aspect of lust. The Father asks you, children, to tell him this for your own benefit. It is because those who indulge in vice are said to be impure that they call out to the purifier, O purifier, come. This world is impure. Human beings are impure. Even the five elements are impure. The elements there have to be made pure for you. The shadows of the deities cannot fall on this devilish land. People invoke Lakshmi, but it is not possible for her to come here yet. These five elements still have to change first. The Golden Age is a new world, whereas this is an old world. It is now time for this world to end. Human beings believe that there are 40,000 years still to go. Since the cycle itself is only 5,000 years, how could just the one Iron Age be 40,000 years? There is so much darkness of ignorance. There is none of this knowledge. Devotion is the night of Brahmins, and this knowledge is the day of Brahma and Brahmins. It exists now in a practical way. This is very clearly shown in the picture of the ladder. The new world and the old world are said to be half and half. It isn't that the new world is longer than the old world, no. They are exactly half and half. Therefore, it can be divided into quarters. If it were not half and half, it couldn't be divided into accurate quarters. The swastika too is divided into four equal parts. They believe that they are drawing their chart of omens, Ganesh. You children now understand that this old world is to be destroyed. We are studying for that new world. We are changing from ordinary humans into Narayan for that new world. Sri Krishna belongs to that new world as well. There is praise of Sri Krishna. He is called a great soul because he is a young child. Young children are so lovely. There isn't as much love for grown-ups as there is for infants, because infants are in their Satyaprathan stage. There is no odour of vice about them. When they grow up, there is the odour of vice. You children must never have criminal eyes. It is just those eyes that deceive you. This is why you are given the example of someone who plucked out his eyes. It's not like that. No one plucks his eyes out in that way. Baba now explains things of this knowledge to you. Each of you has now received a third eye of knowledge. You souls have received spiritual knowledge. Knowledge is in the souls. The Father says, I have knowledge. Souls cannot be immune to the effect of action. A soul sheds his body and takes another. Souls are imperishable. This soul is so tiny, and yet he plays a part of 84 births. No one else can tell you these things. Those people, sannyasis, say that souls are immune to the effect of action. This is why the Father says, first of all, realize what a soul is. Some ask, where will animals go? Oh, put aside the aspect of animals. At least first realize souls. What am I, a soul, like? What am I? The Father says, unless you realize yourself to be a soul, How are you going to know me? All of these subtle things are in the intellects of you children. Each of you souls has a part of 84 births recorded in you. It continues to be played. Some say, if everything is fixed in the drama, why should we make any effort? However, you can't even take water unless you make some effort for it. Don't think that you will receive everything automatically according to the drama. Actions definitely have to be performed. There are good and bad actions. You can use your intellects to understand this. The Father says this is Ravan's kingdom. Your acts become sinful here. There is no kingdom of Ravan there, so there are no sinful acts there. Only I explain the philosophy of action, neutral action, and sinful action to you. There, your acts are neutral. In the kingdom of Ravan, acts are sinful. Those who recite the Gita don't explain this meaning. They just read it out. They recite the verses, shlokas, in Sanskrit, and then give their understanding of them in Hindi. The Father says some words are accurate. God speaks. But who is called God? No one knows this. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, and long-lost, now-found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. And the spiritual children say Namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana 1. I, a soul, am a master of the unlimited father's property. Just as the father is the ocean of peace, purity and bliss, in the same way, I, a soul, am a master ocean. Maintain this intoxication. 2. Don't stop making effort by just saying drama. You definitely do have to act. Understand the philosophy of action, neutral action and sinful action, and constantly perform elevated actions. Blessing. May you make yourself complete by understanding the importance of this time and thereby become an image of support for the world. This is the time for earning an income for the whole cycle, for sowing the seeds of elevated actions, for recording your sanskars for 5,000 years, for performing world benevolence and world transformation. If those who have the knowledge of this time waste their time now or leave everything to the future, it means they are making effort on the basis of time. However, souls who are images of support for the world do not move along with any other external support. They step away from this Iron Age impure world on the basis of their imperishable support and make effort to make themselves complete. Slogan: make yourself complete and you will automatically be cooperative in this unlimited task. Aviat signal: accumulate the power of thoughts and become an instrument for elevated service. The efforts of the present time are for every thought to be made powerful. Thoughts are the elevated treasures of life. Just as you are able to attain what you want, and however many you want of the treasures, in the same way, you can attain the elevated reward for all time by having elevated thoughts. For this, keep one small slogan in your awareness. Consider everything carefully before doing it or saying it. Only then will you be able to make your life elevated for all time. Om Shanti.